Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this edition of Motown Memories, we're featuring some Motown artists that you never heard of or you never knew they recorded for the Motown record label. This half hour, we'll hear from the Underdogs, Martha and the Vandellas, Brenda Holloway, Earl Van Dyke and the Soul Brothers, Marvin Gaye, The Four Tops, Paul Pearson, and the Contours, all coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
Tom Fowler.
Well, this one.
Fallon.
He's having fun. He's out painting the world scarlet red. And he's left me alone to be blue. One day he'll come to take me away from this love I've been sharing.
Motown Memory from Brenda Holloway, recorded and released in 1967, didn't chart, but it was called Till Johnny Comes. Before that, Martha and the Vandellas, a great song, Jimmy Mac, reaching number 10 from 1967, and we started with The Underdogs, Love's Gone Bad from 1967. You found the home of Motown Memories, and this is Tom Fallon, and we're featuring this hour some rare, perhaps obscure groups, and songs that you never have heard before, but are interesting in their own right. Well, coming up, a song from Earl Van Dyke and the Soul Brothers, a group that you might not know the name of, but they were the backup group for virtually every Motown song in the 1960s. Well, Berry Gordy called the group the Soul Brothers for the single, but they were really the Funk Brothers. They were Motown's great house band, and it was the crucial ingredient in Hitsville's patented sound in the 1960s. Well, keyboardist Earl Van Dyke was billed as their leader here, but the Funks were really a collection of Detroit's finest jazz-trained groove masters who made it easy for the company's writers, arrangers, and producers to strike gold inside that great Motown studio, even if the names were unknown to the public at the time. Well, beside Earl Van Dyke, incomparable bassist James Jamerson and skin-tight drummer Benji Benjamin, sometimes spelled by Richard Pistol Allen and Earl Jones, locked down this great group called the Funk Brothers. Well, rounding out the group was percussionist Jack Ashford and Eddie Bongo Brown. Also with the band were guitarists Robert White, Joe Messina, and Eddie Willis. Well, Johnny Griffith completed the great group called the Funk Brothers. Well, here is the Marvelettes tune, released 1 year after their great hit, Too Many Fish in the Sea, right here on Motown Memories. We'll be right back.
with your requests. Motown Memories. Motown Memories at yahoo.com. That's Motown Memories at yahoo.com.
I can't bear
Motown Memory from the Four Tops, a great song, Shake Me, Wake Me When It's Over, reaching number 18 from 1965 in the U.S. Billboard charts. Before that, Marvin Gaye, One More Headache, number 29 from 1965. And we started with that great instrumental song, The Marvelettes' Too Many Fish in the Sea, by Earl Van Dyke and the Soul Brothers, recorded and released in 1964. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for the balance of this hour, we continue to feature some obscure titles, songs, and recording artists on this edition of Motown Memories. Well, coming up, an artist that was very popular at the time, but one you don't associate with the Motown record label. Coming up, Paul Peterson. Well, Paul was born in Glendale, California on September 23rd, 1945, and he was one of the first Mouseketeers on the Mickey Mouse Club TV show in 1955. But he didn't last long, infamously being fired after just 3 weeks on the job for conduct unbecoming a mouse. Well, Peterson got a bigger break working alongside Cary Grant and Sophia Loren in the film called Houseboat in 1957, and the next year, he landed the role of Jeff Stone on the U.S. television show called The Donna Reed Show, where he stayed for the next 8 years. Much like teen TV star Ricky Nelson before him, Peterson and co-star Shelley Fabre spun off singing careers. They landed on a record label called Colpix in 1962. Well, their show's ratings jumped when they lip-synced their singles on the television show. Well, Paul recalls, he was part of the Dick Clark Cavalcade of Stars, and he was on the bus with the Supremes and the Drifters and some really other quality acts. Our first stops were in the South. Now, remember the era here. We're talking 1963. And there was a resistance, if you will, to serving blacks on the bus. There I was, a punk kid from the Donna Reed Show, and I was pretty loud and vocal about the absurdity of that situation. Well, friends at Motown remembered that, and when my manager, Mimi Weber, got a call from Motown, it was rather quickly arranged that I got a recording contract. Well, here is Paul Peterson, right here on Motown.
Till just yesterday, you were in my arms, and in a special way, you touched my heart with all your charms. Now you're gone, and I find myself all alone. I've always cared. Did all I know to win your love and make it so you'd always stay. You turned away. What could I say? Thought I'd get you back someday. 'Cause I'm changed. Your love and affection. Changed. Your heart's my only direction.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Time.
from the 60s, 70s, 80s. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
1964, and we gon' dance some more. You gotta keep up with the times if you wanna be mine. So if you can do it, let me know.
Missing top 40 status, they reached number 41 in 1964 called Can You Do It. Before that, Live Wire by Martha and the Vandellas. That was a rhythm and blues number 11 hit, a number 42 hit on the U.S. Billboard charts in 1964, and we started with Paul Peterson's Chained. Didn't chart, but it was recorded and released in 1967. Well, that brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. We'll continue to feature during the next half hour some rare and odd Motown songs. Coming up, the next half hour will start off with Soupy Sales on the Motown record label. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.